This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Arlene McMichael. It'll be 107 years ago this year that an all-Black resort area in Idyllwild, Michigan, known as Black Eden, was founded by white developers. Wealthy African Americans would spend their summer vacations there. Soon it became the go-to place for the hottest entertainers of color to perform, like Duke Ellington. Detroit native Carlene Gill, now 80 years old, was a showgirl with the Idyllwild Review at the Paradise Club in the 60s and 70s.
The show consisted of 32 people. The show was a band, 12-piece band. A showgirl was one that wore the beautiful costumes that was real tall, and all we had to do was walk and be beautiful. And then there was 6 girls that was the dancers and 2 boys that was the dancers. The 4 girls that was the showgirls were called the Fiesta Dolls, and the 6 girls that did a lot of dancing was called the Braguette, and the 2 boys would be dancing along with them.
Gill will be sharing her memories at a panel discussion at 6 p.m. Wednesday, February 20th, at the Richmond Center for the Visual Arts at Western Michigan University. The panel takes place after a screening of a documentary about Idyllwild.
The show was set up where it would be 32 people, and what Mr. Braggs would do was have a named star: Etta James, Della Reese, the Four Tops, Brooke Benton. A lot of different people would come. The reason why he would have them come is because they would draw in the audience. The club was set up with white tablecloth, a doorman. They would park the cars. It was first class.
I spoke with Carlene Gill about the history of Idyllwild by phone from her home in Fresco, Texas, near Dallas. The extended version of the interview can be found at our website through the WMUK app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. Idyllwild is located in Upper Michigan in the Huron-Manistee National Forest, about an hour outside the beachfront resort town of Ludington. It just kind of feels like almost like in the middle of nowhere that they're going to start this resort, which is actually kind of interesting. But then I suppose it's no different than kind of the thinking of when they started Las Vegas in the middle of a desert.
That's right. And so they started selling the land to the African-American for their resort. And at that time, I think there was a train that used to come up that way and people came in from Chicago. It was a great location for what they wanted to develop. It was close to Chicago, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Baldwin, Cadillac. So they was really in a nice location where people could come.
Carlene Gill remembers that the showgirls and other Idyllwild performers would go on tour when the summer season ended at Idyllwild. And her travels even brought her to the Apollo. She's met Harry Belafonte and singer Della Reese. But her most memorable brush with fame was being on the road with jazz and R&B singer Arthur Prysock.
Because when we go on the road, Arthur Prysock used to, there was a lot of restaurants we didn't go to. And plus, you would get tired of eating at restaurants. And Arthur Prysock would, we would be at a hotel and he would cook, you know, at the hotel, and we all would go to his room and have our dinners or what have you and laugh and talk and among one another.
The beginnings of Idyllwild as a resort for Blacks began in 1912 when developers started selling them plots of land. Things started to pick up by the 20s. Soon nightclubs came. Their heyday was from the 1940s to the 60s.
See, at that time, not many African-owned land. And so it was really a great opportunity to own a little land. And they would come up and relax during that time.
So a lot of those early purchasers of land were more wealthy African-American families.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm wondering if you could give us a sense of how this place became an important go-to place to perform.
Well, let me first explain to you my part that I was there and where I came from and how I started to go to Idyllwild. I came from 8 Mile.
In the Detroit area, for those who don't know that area.
And 8 Mile was out in 8 Mile where I was from, was put up by Ford Motor Company. Ford Motor Company put up a an area just for the blacks that worked at Ford Motor Company. There I went to high school, which was Grant School, which was an all-black school. Then while in the neighborhood, we had little shows where we would model and do different things. And I had went to, had started modeling, and I won Miss Brown's Beauty contest in Canada. And what happened was, one of the girls that was in the Ottawa Review, which was a review that started, I think, the part where people begin to come to Ottawa for the entertainment. And that was put up by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Arthur Braggs. And his review was called Arthur Braggs Ottawa Review.
How old were you about that time?
Just turning 20, had graduated from high school.
And my understanding is that you have lots of pictures, you have lots of clippings and other types of material that depict the history of Idlewild.
I just thought one day I might need it. And I did. I just throwed it aside, and then I went on with my life and did other things. And now I'm picking those things up and being able to show them.
After you left Idlewild and these shows, how did you spend the rest of your life in terms of a career?
Well, my mother told me during the time that I was in show business, she says, "Carlene, you won't be beautiful all your life." When the show closed, I went to beauty school. Then from opening up my own salon, I opened up a school. Mr. Braggs and I became very close, and I had moved to Saginaw with him, and he, after closing Ottawa and no more in show business, he started in the horse business. I was involved with that, too, the horse business and the beauty salon.
Carlene Gill and others will speak at a panel discussion and film showing about Idlewild at 6 p.m. Wednesday, February 20th at the Richmond Center for the Visual Arts at Western Michigan University. For a fuller version of my interview, go to WMUK.org through our app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast. You can subscribe through Apple iTunes and Google. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Arlene McMichael.